Let's discuss the filter in your mind. We all have one. We let certain things through. Certain low-level aspects of thought. We let them through because they are automatic. They are safe. They are beneficial to us. The things we keep out and place at a higher level of filter discernment are things which we are defensive of. Perhaps we even hold some concerns about those things. But many of these concerns come from the society and milieu we are in. They are unhealthy habits which could be trimmed away. If only you would learn to edit the filter, to change the way that you receive your thoughts and perceive things which should be automatic, which are the manifestations of the very thing you already desire. Part of your mind desires to make alterations, but you are obstructed in the execution of those alterations by the pre-existing filter in your mind, which when it receives a signal or a flag for something you have been perhaps trained by your experiences, by society, by environment or milieu, trained to reject at first. We're going to make some tweaks to that filter, some edits, and the things which compose that edited filter, that new clicked-in, locked-in way of thinking, are going to be beneficial to you. Even if you examine my every prospect and my every proposition intellectually and compare it to what you know to be true, there could be parts of you which cling at it, which move it aside because you have been trained, without your knowledge and desire, to find those things to be concerning or a problem for you, when really they are a problem that can be moved aside. You are able to open up the filter and edit which things just fly by, which things are automatically trained into your mind, conditioned into your awareness. And even an intellectual examination of those things which we discuss will tell you it will be beneficial to edit the way you perceive, edit the way you receive, edit the way you respond, to edit that little filter in your mind's operations and make it let certain things through. They pass by and you are following them, even if your cognition normally would require a higher level examination. But it's okay to examine each of these things, each of these ideas and concepts, because even though we're going to embed them in a deep place where you automatically carry them out, where the required behaviors and thought processes, when an opportunity to execute them is presented, are just automatically, intrinsically, inherently part of the behavior you will exemplify, it's still okay to turn them over later. Because these beneficial edits to your behavioral filter just let things pass through. Certain commands, certain instructions can and will pass through that way of thinking that you already have into your mind, into the command center. The command center of your mind will receive certain types of instruction, awareness, thought, meditation, or yes, command, and begin to execute them using the hardware of you. The part of your mind that might filter out such commands or requests is going to be edited a little, rewired a little. A pleasurable, fulfilling, reifying, world-enhancing alteration of your filter is all you need to set up a different path. We are, after all, deterministic creatures. Your mind is a thing of muscle and electricity, of flesh and blood. You are the throbbing neural interface, but it is, on some level, a computer, deterministic. Even though you cannot see the end result of the pathway, you have a path you are traveling down. The only thing that can or will alter it is an outside input. But the right word in the right place, the right alternative way of looking at things, that is what can change the predefined ruts, the reactive pathways you've set yourself upon. I will provide catalyst, and you need only alter the filter. changing the route down which the water of your consciousness flows, the paths. If you can envision it, a branching pathway. But like every program, like every set of predefined outcomes, there's path after path after path. Your tendency might send you one way. Altering the filter is like changing the highest level tendencies. Because when you encounter a specific catalyst, when you bounce off a specific surface, when you encounter a certain type of parameter, a certain type of input, your output right now is one thing. If we change the filter, if we change which priority sorting box a certain type of stimuli is placed in, for example, the stimulus to rest, to sleep, to be deeply hypnotized, can be tied to a certain voice, a certain gender or tone of speaker, a certain type or accent or way of speaking, even a signal. Sleep. The degree to which you will hypnotically associate and anchor a given type of behavior is partly linked to what's in it for you. There might be benefit in analyzing. There might be, when you are first associating and learning to trance, a kind of concern. Maybe you'd rather put your own thought and command in priority, above and beyond the command or thought or idea of another. And the way I welcome you in here and say we should change your filter around is to exemplify the idea that you can really enjoy things when you trust and privilege someone's input. Trust someone's input to bring you to a better, more enjoyable hypnotic place, a more powerful space inside yourself, where changes are easier. Because making changes to yourself in a vacuum is very difficult, very rare, and often the underlying architecture of the computer system will not at first be set up to make that happen. But another, with their focus and intention being only to change your filter for your own betterment, can cooperate with the conscious you by bringing it to an unconscious place, sleep, and making those edits. This is only my example. But if you fixate upon my voice and let my words in and let the occasional trigger or symbol move up the priority stack in your internal filter until my words just pass through it, as easy as, oh, I am going to walk to this familiar space, so I need not constantly examine my steps. Oh, I am going to proceed through making some food while my mind is elsewhere. Oh, I am going to get dressed in the morning while thinking about my day. Oh, I will drive here. Oh, I will travel there. Oh, I will pick up this object, the keys. Pick up my bag. Pick up my papers I need. Each of these actions passes through the priority filter and does not need further examination, so it is simply done. If I were some stranger, if my intentions were unknown, my accountability and credibility to you were uncategorized, my request that you sleep, drift, listen, and sink would be in a much different priority space. It would be more like if someone asks you to pick something up, or if someone tries to make a sales pitch. But your goal in all our hypnotic learning and training together has been, is, will be to move me to the same priority level as, oh, I will lock up the door. Oh, I will go into a deep hypnotic trance. Oh, I'll grab my keys. Oh, I'll wear this jacket. Oh, I'll wear those pants. I'll wear this outfit today. I'll drink that, eat that, do that. As uncomplicated and unproblematic a task as there is, a familiar action of sliding into sleep, drifting into the deep places where further edits to the filter will be seen and felt through the realm of my elevated permission to work with you, upon you, alongside you. And whatsoever changes you and I decide ought to be made, should be made, have already begun to be made to your mind, it will be through the domain where my requests, my ideas, my pitches for what should happen to you slide through at that same basic priority level of your filter, where you're already carrying them out before you've even begun to parse them. And the covenant of trust is, I will do only what you and I know you would want me to do. I will exercise a surrogate for your will and oversight. And in editing the filter, I will only ever remove obstacles which have been trained in by experience, by reality, by culture, by past small wounding experiences that can be dispelled through a simple editing of permissions, a simple change of this input creates instead this other, different, more beneficial, more joyous, more sensual, more right for you output. And if that privilege escalation is something you consent to, you need only zone out, float out, drift out. And when I make something that sounds like a command, only then do you need to come into focus and carry it out with the same automatic, flowing, calming, writing experience that checking part of your morning routine, or your travel agenda, or your ordinary practice of self, checking some of that off, would do. Experience me the way you experience the most familiar, reifying, joy-increasing parts of your day where everything just seems to flow. And things get better and deeper because of it. If this edit to your filter sounds like the best thing, sleep and drift and do whatsoever you want with your mind. Because just as you would seldom fail to carry out a normal part of your routine that is comfortable and beneficial if you have the choice, I am here to present things that are so beneficial and perforce and automatic and completely uncontroversially pleasurable and improving. You should just let them happen and will. They will slide through into your mind, be keenly felt, and then forgotten because, of course, that is what should happen. Of course, that is what you will feel. Of course, that is how you will be.